What's up, everybody? Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us. We get started.
Choose each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right, we are in John's Gospel this morning, chapter 12, beginning in we'll pick this up in verse 12 of chapter 12. Between the time of Mary anointing the head of Jesus, or the feet of Jesus, in beginning part of chapter 12, and Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on that last week of his life, there is a plot that develops and takes more shape to kill Jesus, arrest him, and kill him. And so now we pick this story up in verse 12 of Jesus' triumphal entry in John's Gospel. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they had heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the whole world has gone after him." Now listen, Jesus is entering Jerusalem after he has been anointed by Mary. Mary devotes herself to him, is not concerned about anybody else, and completely and totally gives herself to the Lord in worship. And Jesus is worshipped by Mary. He is at a dinner party held in his honor because Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead. Now the sign of raising Lazarus from the dead was to prove his power, to demonstrate his glory, so that everyone would see he has the power over death. But it was also in a precursor to his own resurrection. It was to prepare them for his own resurrection. So all of these things are happening around Jesus, and there's a plot to kill Jesus, and now Jesus enters into Jerusalem, and he's entering Jerusalem for this final Passover feast celebration with his disciples. This is the last one he'll participate in with his disciples. He participates in three. This is the third. As he enters Jerusalem on a day we often call Palm Sunday, he enters Jerusalem, and the people who have come to the feast of the Passover find out he's coming. They go out with palm branches, and they put them down, and they wave them, and they say, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." This is a direct quote from one of the Psalms, and it basically says that they are saying that Jesus is kingly, that they call him the king, but they're also saying he's the king. They're welcoming him in. I mean, after all, he raised Lazarus from the dead. The people are going out after him, a large crowd going to welcome him into the city. Matthew or Luke tells us they put their cloaks down, and that donkey walks on the cloaks and on the palm branches, and they wave them and say, "Hosanna." And of course, in Luke's gospel, they tell Jesus to tell these people to be quiet. And Jesus says, "If they are quiet, even the stones will rise up to speak in the praise of my name." And so this is one of those deals where we start to see that Jesus is becoming recognized for who he is on earth. The problem is not the people who recognize him, the general public who recognize him as the Lord of glory or recognize him as an amazing person. The Pharisees reject him, and they have a tight control, and the Sadducees, they have a tight control over the Jewish population, and so they begin this plot to kill Jesus. And as Jesus is welcomed by the general public, the quote elites of the day are sitting back saying, you're gaining nothing in your attempts to grow the people of God, people of Israel. This dude here is getting everybody from you. And so something drastic has to happen. And so you see this animosity from the Pharisees rising against Jesus. And so there is a tension that becomes more and more palpable and becomes more and more intense as we get closer to the end of John's gospel. But Jesus comes in as the King of glory, sitting on a donkey in his humility, But the people recognize him as the one who not only raised Lazarus from the dead, but who has done many miracles, many signs, and the general population is coming out to meet him, and they're interested in what he has to say because he has done incredible signs. That's the key that I want to point to just this morning in our reading. They came because they heard that he had done this sign, verse 18 tells us. The point of the signs was to point people to Jesus, to show Jesus to them, to show them how glorious God is, to show them that Jesus is the Lord of glory, to show them that Jesus is indeed who he said he was. And so the signs have worked. And the signs are pointing people to Jesus. When God does an amazing work in your life or in the lives of those around you, the point is to demonstrate his power so that you see him as he is and learn to trust him more fully with your life. And grow in relationship with him and devote yourself to him in worship. That's the point, to demonstrate his glory. And so we need to recognize him as he is, worship him as he is, and understand that sometimes, oftentimes, but sometimes in drastic measure, in drastic ways, God's work in the lives of his people, his demonstration of himself and his glory, will bring conflict on this earth. And that conflict is between those who are opposing God and those who follow him. And we must be encouraged to stand firm because God is the one, as Peter says in John 6, who has the words of eternal life. We trust Christ. You guys have a great day. God bless you. See you next time. You care.